B-Pod Studios.
Yeah, I mean, but listen, they won. Pittsburgh was always in and around. Yeah. But, like, why would you take him now at this age, knowing he couldn't be happy in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, and for that kind of coin, do I want to surround Carson Wentz with a guy who had a problem with his quarterback in Pittsburgh?
Right.
And Pittsburgh's like
the last thing you
need. The Rooney's and everything.
It's the last thing you need.
Yeah.
You know, Le'Veon Bell, if you're going to do one, you would do Bell. The only thing about Le'Veon Bell, again, it goes back to the money. Like, he wants crazy money.
Yeah, he sat out an entire year, and he wants to make up that money now.
Exactly. I'm like,
what are you, $14 million this year?
Bryce Harper, where you can go, whatever. There's an unlimited coffer.
He was 26 in his prime, and you're going to have him for a decade.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. We're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Chris in Upper Darby's on The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show as usual.
Thank you.
I could see it happen today at the press conference. I mean, wasn't there a report saying that it might happen at the press conference today?
Somebody speculated that to steal the thunder from Machado and his agent. The press conference is 11:30, I think, our time.
Yes.
When they introduce
him.
Oh, Chris lost his
arm.
Oh,
man.
Shame. All right, let's go to Joe and Chester.
Chris.
That was a good call, though. Joe and Chester's on The Fanatic. What's up, Joey?
What's going on, fellas?
Joe.
What's going on, man?
What's up, Joe?
No, man, I got a bone to pick with Jason this morning.
Pick away.
Hey, Jason. Hey, man, I rock with you, man, since you've been on the radio. Since I've been listening to it. You cannot tell me one time in Carmelo Anthony's career that a teammate has said anything bad about him. You keep saying he's a toxic player and all that. I don't see it. He's never, not once had any player ever said anything. They love him to death. Porzingis wanted to get out of New York after they got rid of Melo. The teammates love him.
Well, he wanted to get out of New York because the owner's a boob.
James Harden to the day still vouching for him and Westbrook and stuff. The players love playing.
Yeah, he just doesn't want anywhere, though, Joe.
I mean, they haven't been his fault, though. The Knicks gave up the whole team to get him.
Okay, but why is he available? Ask yourself that question.
I mean, because think about it.
If he's such a great teammate and a great player and all those things that you're preaching right now, why is he available?
Because, one, the Bulls just trying to get their, they try to get the top pick.
Okay, so but any team in the NBA right now can go after Melo.
Yeah, his team is one, but he don't want to go there. He's an East Coast guy. He don't want to go out of LA and be LeBron's sidekick, come on the bench and get blamed when they lose. He'll be a perfect fit off our bench. Think about this. You put him on the bench, and we get a guard. I do not like T.J. McConnell at all. We get somebody like a Jared Jack or somebody that could actually put up points and shoot further than 10 feet beyond the line. You know what I mean? To shoot further than a 10-foot jump shot.
You need a backup one. I agree, a backup one that can shoot.
Yeah.
I just think you need backups. You need a bench scoring. You don't have enough. You just don't have enough bench scoring. Look, you're going to shorten the rotation in the playoffs. But it'd be nice to have someone off the bench, even though you're going to stagger your starters, somebody else that can actually score.
Yeah, and Melo, he's a scoring machine. He's instant offense off that bench.
The only thing about Melo, and I'm going to tell you this, is that you know as well as I do, he's one-dimensional, and the Rockets thing was a problem. And you know, like, if he's not involved to a certain extent, that's when he can be moody.
Hey, cuz, let me hit you with this before I leave, though.
Yeah.
Think about what the great Jason Kelsey said. Hardy dogs run faster. Carmelo right now got a chip on his shoulder.
That's why I said I would go talk to him. Like, dude, you want to come in? Are you in on playing 12 to 15 minutes a game?
This is the role we have to offer. Can you be fine with that?
And if you're not, hey, no, we're cool. If you are, come on and let's try it out and see how it fits. Doesn't work out. That's why Belichick was, again, I go back to his example. You know, let me see him. Let me see what you got.
Let's integrate him and see where it goes.
If you're going to be moody and pout, I'm just going to cut you.
Now I got to cut you. Let's check our poll of the day, brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Here's the question, Ann. The Sixers bench didn't look great last night. It's got you wondering if they should go after Carmelo Anthony. Would you sign Melo? 66% of the respondents so far say, hell no. 34% say, sign Melo. So right now, the majority saying no. But we'll see if that changes.
Yeah. Well,
You're making an interesting case because you can just, boom, cut them, move on.
Yeah, it doesn't cost you anything to kick the tires on the guy.
Yeah, it's not like you're stuck with him.
No. And here's the other thing. You got to tell me where the scoring's come off the bench. Knowing that you're going to shorten rotation, knowing that you're going to stagger your starters, you still need at least one or two guys that can score. And you're going to count on who?
Off the bench?
Mike Scott?
No.
You're going to count on Simmons?
Nope. Ennis? Nope.
No, Ennis
TJ?
Ennis is a defensive guy.
So you can't depend on any of them. Not going to depend on TJ. Is there any logic to putting Reddick off the bench?
Well, they talked about, we have discussed kind of starting Ennis and bringing JJ off the bench, but
think Brett experiments with that?
Maybe. I don't know how. Look, it all matters how you're going to finish. And he showed you last night, Brett did, because he had Simmons at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing an offense-defense substitution.
Yeah.
The problem is, I don't see it with Simmons. He just looks slow.
Plotting, right?
He don't look good. He looks like he's cooked. Now, again, I don't know. You know, he didn't play all year. Maybe he plays himself into a piece. But right now, yeah.
John in Delaware joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing, John?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. Question, if you could remind our listening audience how Boris handled J.D. Martinez last year.
Yeah.
And what other teams were interested in him? Was it similar? Because, Philly looks like the only team on Harper. Was Boston the only team looking at Martinez?
You know, it's funny. I seem to remember that it was only bought. Like, he struggled to get a market.
It was a single suitor.
Around JD. And we remember it was amazing the season he has, and everybody could have had him.
Right. And what was his contract? Was it crazy or was it?
5 years, $110
million. Wow.
Yeah.
Looks like a deal now, right?
Oh, totally. You're dead right. You're dead right. Now, remember, he had come off he had a Liz Frank issue in his right foot.
Okay.
So, I don't know if that scared some teams off of him, but, he didn't have a lot of, he did not have a lot of suitors.
Yeah, and he came to an agreement on February 19th of last year.
Oh, okay. I thought it was later.
Arrieta was March 11th for the Phillies, who's a Boris guy.
That's right. Well, yeah, I appreciate it. Oh, Anthony, and you liked the over, and you liked the Sixers last night.
Yes.
I think I heard.
I liked the Sixers last night. You should have won, but what can I tell you, brother?
No, man, it's
not
good.
Not going to be 1,000, you know what I mean?
I stayed away.
I gave you guys the over Team LeBron in the All-Star game last week.
There you go. Let's go to...
I liked the Sixers last night.
What was the spread last night?
Six and a half.
Went down to 6.5.
Well, we did the show from Parks.
Yeah.
And it was 6.5. Now, here's why I liked them. No Dragic.
Yeah.
No Dragic. You got to cover that 6.5.
Yeah, you're figuring you're good to go.
I didn't like the over after no Dragic.
Yeah.
Because normally after a long layoff, you suffer defensively. So I'm thinking, it can go up and down. But when the Heat lose a scoring option like Dragic, and not only a scoring option, but a facilitator, that's going to lower the total.
Yeah.
But what I really like was the Sixers. And, I thought they were going to blow them out.
Don't win them all. Win a lot of them. You don't win them all. Drew and Glenside's on the Fanatic. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. Great show. I wanted to speak a little more to something you said earlier about Philly being an acquired taste.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from the West Coast. I moved here 2 years ago for grad school. And before I came out, my friends who love sports fans said, oh, man, Philly, it's rough. People are blunt and coarse. And, man, the fans are terrible. And I'd never been to the East Coast, so I had no idea. And moving out here, most of it's true. but as I've been here and gotten to know people from Philly, and I've worked in South Philly for school and different things, like I've come to love it. It's totally an acquired taste, and
that's cool,
I feel like I want to stay here. People are loyal, and they're passionate. Passionate about their family.
Where are you originally from?
Washington State.
Wow, get out.
Wow, three from really far away.
Yeah, about as far as you can get.
Yeah, this is like a different world compared to Washington State.
Yeah, it is. But I've loved it, man. And
that's cool, yeah, man.
We want to stay now. People care. People care a lot about the things they care about, including their sports. And I think that's something you can get behind, especially as a player. I would assume that.
Yeah,
that's something that would be important to them.
Where you go to grad school?
To back them. Up in Glenside, where I live, we moved up here, Arcadia.
Cool. Okay. For you, man. Yeah. I've always loved that part of the country, the Great Northwest. It's really interesting. It's beautiful. I mean, aesthetically beautiful.
It's true.
Yeah, it's beautiful. How are the people out there? I've only been through like Seattle, and you know, I was up in Vancouver, spent some time up there, but
yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful over there. I'm actually from the other side of the mountains, so it's a little more small town.
Gotcha.
I grew up in a farm town, actually, so it's totally different for me.
Yeah, man, talk about a culture shock.
Yeah, yeah. to fill it an East Coast city.
Yeah, it was a little weird that walking around, people wouldn't say hi on the sidewalks.
Right,
downtown. That was strange to me, and that makes me sound like a country bumpkin, but
it's all good, man. What do you got on the Flyers, Drew?
Actually, to be totally honest, hockey's not a huge deal in Washington State, so I'm kind of like an acquired, like, Flyers passive follower, so I don't got much on them, to be honest. I did want Ant to speak a little more to his insight as far as like what the media is going through right now, because I get the impression with all the different reports and how so much is conflicting, how he doesn't want to be here, how previously he did want to be here and said he'd love to be here. How much of that is because of the time course of this, how it's been so stretched down so long that media is just kind of scratching for things to make stories about?
No, it's a great point that you make. It's a great point.
Well, everybody's trying to figure it out and crack the code.
Yes, and you're also, at this time of the year, your editor's expecting something. Whoever, doesn't matter now, it's in whatever website, whatever editor you work for is going, hey, give me something new.
Give me an angle. I need a story. We can't shut it down.
If you cover baseball, you got to come up with something.
And this is the biggest story in baseball right now.
Yeah.
And Machado will be introduced today, and we'll see when Bryce Harper decides to sign. And again, last year, J.D. Martinez came to an agreement on February 19th. We're now February 22nd. And we're still waiting on Bryce. And the big domino that we thought needed to fall was Machado. And here we are, what now, 4 days after?
Yeah.
It's crazy. 610-632-0975. Two open lines if you want to grab them. First time we've had some openings all day today. It is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. And we're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And I got to talk to you about, well, I've been talking about these guys for a while. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Because as sports radio hosts and fans, what do we talk about? We talk about our Philly sports teams and how much winning means to us in this great city. Now, at the Rothenberg Law Firm, they know how good winning feels and how important it is in this town. And that's exactly what they do in the courtroom for their clients every day. And that's win. Rothenberg Law Firm, Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. And they've been protecting, fighting, and standing up for the injured people of Philadelphia all along the way. If you're like me and you grew up here, you remember seeing Alan Rothenberg on TV. Well, since then, Alan and his family have continued and grown their firm into the trusted household name that it is today. So if you're injured and you want to win, you call the Rothenberg Law Firm. I know this to be true. They're not going to stop until they win for you. So here's the number to call. It's 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. You can always visit their website, injurylawyer.com. Again, the website,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Lawyer.com.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. All right. Coming up a little bit later on, I don't know, something told me you didn't watch the Rockets game last night.
No, I was sacked out after the Sixers and Flyers game.
Did you, Pat?
No, I had a hockey game.
All right. So Rockets played the Lakers last night. It was in TNT. And returned to the NBA. It was funny.
Out.
Yeah, I did. It's funny. I had the Flyers DVR'd Because I watched the Sixers and I had the Flyers DVR'd.
Delete that, by the way.
And I saw that he gets pulled. And I was I saw 2-0, then 3-0, and I was like, ah, forget about it. So I didn't watch it.
Yeah, don't go back and watch it. Delete that immediately.
Well, I didn't. Like, the Sixers over, I'm going. Usually I watch, I like to stagger them.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm out, and I watched the Rockets Lakers. But I got to talk to you about a referee case.
You got a referee issue?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of those in sports these
days. Yes, I'm very curious, especially after the Tim Donaghy story.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I read that whole thing and sat down and just hunkered down and read it. Wow, what a report that was.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Unbelievable.
It's like a movie.
Yeah, real quick, we got to give away a pair of tickets. We got a couple pairs today. Well, let's give away a pair of tickets to see the Temple Owls battle Tulsa.
You, baby.
Coming up tomorrow at noon at the Lee Coors Center. All kids in sixth grade and younger can score a basket on the court following a game. So visit owlsticks.com to score your tickets. But we'll give away a pair right now on the contest line. 215-263-0975. Third caller scores tickets to see Temple take on Tulsa. Tomorrow again for tickets, visit owlsticks.com.
You should say what you said to me, Pat.
I wonder if I can pass for that.
You get
sixth
in?
Grade?
Yeah, you might be able to do that. Now, would you make the basket?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, you and I have that same ability on the hardwood. Very limited. All right, let's get back to
I'm not exactly Zion, either.
Well,
I love it. I play it, but, you know.
Yeah. Floor general? You run the point?
No.
You like to back down in the post?
I just shoot.
Well, there's a reason we're talking sports and not playing sports.
Play no defense.
610-632-0975. Let's go to Connecticut and talk to Danny on the Fanatic. How you doing, Danny?
Yo, and you didn't switch over to the Bucks-Celtics game after the Sixers?
No. You know what's funny? I didn't. I clicked on a little bit, but and they came back, Boston did.
Oh, great, man. Came down to the wire.
They came back. I was, like, shocked because I saw that Milwaukee was up. I figured they're going to roll. And it was funny. I was doing something with the kids, and then I settled in late night for the Rockets and the Lakers.
Yeah, Celtics are just so good. It pains me to say that, but they are just so good.
They are. You know who's a great player? Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, he is. And Horford, Horford hits big shots down the line.
He does.
Yeah, that's a discussion for another day. But anyway, the Harper situation, I'll give you my read and what I think's going on behind the scenes and the bad news and good news. The bad news is he's not coming here. And there's just too many stories out there, and I know a lot of them is bogus, but there's too many stories that he doesn't want to play here. Whether it's because it's in the same division as Washington and there's a loyalty thing or it's an acquired taste thing and he just doesn't have a good feel for the city. Now, the good news is that, you know, usually when I come on and make these proclamations on your show, the exact opposite happens. So,
what was the last one?
Well, the last one, when I called you and I said, Doug is not the guy. But my thing with Doug is, I think Doug is the guy. I just think that he's got to change his offense with Carson. He can't be running read options that he ran with Foles.
I agree. I'm with you. I agree with you.
Yeah, so that's that deal. But here's what I think's going on behind the scenes. I think that Boris is going to, and why this is being held up. I think Boris is going to Bryce. He's going, look, Bryce, the Phillies I got 10 years, $350 million for you, man. And I think Bryce is going, look, you know I'm not longing for Philadelphia. Try and work your magic and drum something up with San Diego or the Giants, whether it's a shorter term and maybe, you know, 6 years, $240 million, but it's a $40 million a year. That's the only thing I can think of why this thing is being held up. I don't understand anything else.
I know. That's the one part of the puzzle that I can't wrap my arms around. Once Machado goes, it should have been, I thought it would have been 36 hours after Machado.
It should have been. It should have been like a domino effect and he should have then, you know, topped his contract with $325 or $350. I think it's laying there on the table for him. And I think Boris is probably, you know, pushing back to him and going, look, I want to top this Machado deal as the super agent that I am. I don't want to accept 6 years at $240 or whatever
right.
they say, but I think that's what's happening with these West Coast teams. And I think they're both butting heads with each other right now.
Hmm. Very interesting. Well, Dan, the one thing is we don't know what's real. We don't know what's fake. We don't know if a final offer.
Right, but use your own, for 1 second, use your own sleuth prowess.
Mm-hmm.
What's holding it up?
Well, to me, when Machado went, and Boris is trying to drum up other deals and get other teams involved, and the Phillies are not falling into his hands in the sense that they're not going to negotiate against themselves. Because they go, yeah, we're going to spend, there's going to be huge money, whether right. it's 310 or whatever, but we don't want to spend any more than we have to, because it's still, we still got to be somewhat fiscally responsible here. We have a fiduciary responsibility to the ball club to do that. So I think that the Phillies are kind of sitting there, and Boris is trying to get other people involved to drive up the number, but he's been unsuccessful at doing it. And then you get the one of the owners, executives and owners of the Nationals saying, we haven't heard from them in months, and we're out.
Right.
That goes counter to what guys like John Heyman are reporting via Scott Boras, presumably. So it's like there's nobody else left to negotiate against. And now, you know, we figured when Machado went, that Boris had the hammer because teams were going that were in on both now needed to come away with one. But what we're finding out is that there weren't many teams that were in on both. And if there were, it was probably the Phillies, and they stand alone now, therefore killing the leverage of Boris.
Yeah, and that's, and the other shoe is that he doesn't want to come here.
Well, I don't even know if that's true. I think that's okay. Just rhetoric.
But here's why it feels like it's true. Because if that's the case, Boris knows nobody else is coming in the 11th hour for that kind of money. So you're not going to get the Phillies to go more. So I don't think that's the takeaway. I think the takeaway is, at least it feels like Harper's going. Well, it feels like Harper's saying, "Hey, listen, do whatever you can. I need to go somewhere else."
I believe that that could be the case. I don't think it is, though. I think it's more this he doesn't want to play here stuff is more just agent-driven and making teams think that if they get into the mix, that they can get in because he's not enamored with Philadelphia.
Yeah, but he knows if you're going to get into the, like, they've already told you that they're not going to where the Phillies are going. The Giants aren't going to go to that threshold. The Padres are done. The Nats are done. The White Sox aren't going there. So what's the purpose? What are you trying to do? You know those teams aren't going there.
I think Boris is a very patient man. I think he's like, look, just hang with me, Bryce. Hang with me. I know what I'm doing. The longer we wait, the more desperation seeps in. And now that Manny's not available for the Phillies, I think I can get more out of him.
So,
because they're getting more and more desperate.
So the Phillies realize they're bidding against themselves, but they're still going to succumb to... I don't think so. Because I think the Phillies can make a case. Now, I want Harper no matter what. But I think the Phillies can present a case to the public that, you know, look, we gave him a great offer and he didn't want it.
Yeah, that would be the spin if he doesn't come here. He didn't want to come here.
We had a great... Klentak already started. We had a great offseason.
Yeah, couching it.
We got you JT. We got you Segura, McCutcheon. We're going to get you another pitcher.
We got money. No, I get it. But to me, I think that's him putting that out there in the public that we're satisfied with where we are, too, that we're not going to be forced to negotiate against ourselves. It's the silly season. This silly season has been going on longer than most. I'll tell you that. It's insane at this point.
Yeah.
What's the effect on baseball? What's the byproduct of this? People are frustrated. People are annoyed. I looked at Heyman's Twitter last night. People are just murdering him anytime he tweets, replying to it, just crushing him. Like, he's been talking out of both sides of his mouth for months now. He seems like the one that gets the crosshairs the most.
He's talking out of both sides? How so?
Well, I mean, everything is, well, the Phillies are the favorite, but this, and this could happen.
Yeah.
well, no S Sherlock, you know? Of course, you're not telling us anything of substance. And I get you got a tweet, and I'm kind of past it at this point. Although, the ass that I am, I keep looking at his stupid Twitter handle. I unfollowed him, by the way.
You unfollowed him?
I can't follow it. I can't support that with a follow. My follow has some cachet in it. I can't allow him to reap the rewards of my follow.
I have some examples of Heyman, by the way.
All right, give me a couple.
All right, here's one. As things intensify, Bryce Harper has multiple long-term offers for more than $30 million.
Wow.
Philly is viewed as the favorite, as said here, but is also said to be an evolving market. All right, here's another one. Harper talks with Phillies appear to be intensifying, but no word anything's done at this point. And it seems other interested teams haven't been told they're out. This includes Padres, Nats, Giants, Chicago White Sox, multiple mystery teams.
Oh, the mystery team. I love the mystery teams.
He put 5 tweets out the other day that were all like this. It was all just giving himself back doors.
Well, the mystery team is always a great one. The mystery. There is a mystery. I'm told there is a mystery team.
Yeah, I love that.
No, well, that is, that's a CYA move. It is.
Cover your A's.
Yeah, that's a move.
Things are heating up with Harper. Intensified is the word I heard. Phillies are the favorite.
But there's a mystery team.
Word remains, nothing's done yet. It will be a long-term deal.
So what'll happen is the Yankees will come out and sign him, and then he'll say, the Yankees were the mystery team.
He names 5 teams and then throws mystery teams out there. You're right. Like, he's just giving himself that option.
You know, guys used to do this all the time, too. You know, the Phillies, Mets, Braves, and Nationals are all in. So what you do is, if it comes in the NL East, because you know the Marlins aren't going to be in on anything, that they would do this and say, see, he's g-, and you would name every team in the division.
Yeah.
Except for the team that doesn't spend any money.
Yeah. Because that would be absurd. But then again, we thought that about the Padres.
Right. Because if you have it narrowed down, like, because the agents don't play these games with you. They'll go, well, he's going to the, I'll tell you this, the strongest interest has come from the NL East. That's, they'll tell you like that.
Yeah.
And so the new report said, huh, the Phillies, Nats, Mets, and Braves are all in on whatever, player X.
This is getting insane.
That's what happens.
Well, Ryan tweets in, he goes, if Harper doesn't want to play in Philly, and that is the issue at hand, why hasn't he signed in San Francisco already? That's the other.
He'll have an offer.
Not of substance that he likes.
Right. See, it makes more sense to me that it makes more sense to me that he doesn't want to play here, and he's praying for someone to come in at the 11th hour to save him. God forbid that you got to take $350 million to play in Philadelphia.
Well, Rick tweets in and he goes, why not make Harper a S or get off the pot? Give them a specific date and time to accept, or you're moving on. You got to drop dead date.
Nah, I can't do that.
Because then you might lose them and you still want them.
Right.
So you're literally at the mercy of Boris and Harper.
Correct.
And there's just no two ways
about
it.
Correct.
Oh, my goodness.
Great cash, homie.
I'll tell you, this baseball, they got us by the coyunes.
So what was Mike yesterday? Mike was out of his mind. He couldn't wait to get to Atlanta to play golf.
Why?
He was entertaining. And it was funny because I could hear him getting frustrated. So the show turned into, the last hour and a half was all, because I was driving from, I had to drive from Penn to Parks Casino in Bed-Salem. So I had a long
commute
during rush hour to get to do the show last night. And I had Michael on the whole time. And yeah, I can hear him getting frustrated because it was all people calling up. They were like you. Like trying to get changes into the game.
Ah.
Like, how about 3 balls and 2 strikes?
Oh, you can't.
And he goes, all right, 3 balls and 2 strikes, fine.
He was just caving.
There's all kinds of crazy, you know.
Well, Tyrone is
ridiculous.
Disenchanted with baseball, too. Ty's disenchanted with the sport right now.
Father-in-law checked in on changing the game.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's removed from the Christmas card list. The Mikey missed Christmas card list with the dog, picture of the dog on it. Yeah, Mike does not entertain those things well.
Oh, that's great.
You can't mess with the sanctity of baseball and the record book and its timeless nature. Yeah. Time's up.
No, it is time. Like, if you don't like the game, you'll never like the game.
No, I love the game, but it needs to be updated. I think that's apparent at this point. Players are even saying it.
Have either of you guys seen the movie La La Land?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I figured you might. In the movie, the main character is obsessed with jazz.
Yeah.
And he meets with a friend, John Legend, and he's like, dude, jazz is dying. Like, we need to change it up. And,
yeah.
And he's talking about the sanctity of jazz. And I feel like it's the same way with baseball.
It is. You're right. It is. But there's more fans of baseball that remain, I think.
Yeah, but it's an older generation. They're not turning on the younger generation.
All right. So I got my my godson, Sammy,
mm-hmm.
who's a freshman in high school. Hell of a baseball. Now, he's a player. But he texted me, anything new? Harper?
He's in the minority.
All his buddies. Kids still watch it. Don't act like there's like nobody watching the game.
Not many. I'm telling you. It's just, the numbers, Ant, in Little League and everything, I've done tons of research on this, and it's just not there to support it anymore.
Come on, man. I disagree.
Because you want to romanticize. You're a romantic.
I am a romantic, but I still see kids playing. You know, both of them will play this spring. Okay. The little one loves it.
Yeah, but there are ones that really love it. It was handed down from dad.
Well, both of them were going to play.
Yeah.
And my aunt's played four straight years. It's four straight year playing.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, you have this very small sample size of your nephew, your godson, and your kids. Isn't big enough. The numbers nationally aren't supporting it. That and actually,
kids around here are playing. I know they're playing.
They are, just not at the numbers they used to. Nowhere near it.
Okay. Nowhere. And how do you know that?
Like, I'll bring up the data. I have it.
Yeah, give me the data. Yeah, I want to see the data.
I'm a data-driven
guy. And I want to know the source of
it. If I'm going to argue something, I argue from a position of strength and knowledge.
But here's the thing, though. You can. If you bring the data, I want the source because I'm allowed to question the source.
Absolutely. Yep. I will give you the raw data. 610-632-0975. You know me. Yeah.
Roger Goodell's your source?
Out
data?
No, because their data is not good either with young kids.
Well, that you get.
Yeah, because of the dangers.
Right.
Yeah, their data is equally as bad, if not worse, because parents are pulling their kids out of fear of head injuries.
Yeah, that I get.
Yeah. Baseball's different. It's just not there anymore. I don't know why. They have to change the game.
I don't see it.
Could you see a kid at the ballpark and not ask for a cell phone? Like just sitting there and watching a game?
Whatever, dude. I mean, you know, going to a game and playing a game is different, too.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Kids love to play. They may not sit there for nine innings and keep score, but they love playing a game.
Less and less. I'll bring up the data. 610-632. You just wanted data. Now I'm going to give you data, and you go F the data.
I'm dubious on your data.
Well, you can question the source, and we'll see where it goes. All right? That's what they call a tease in radio parlance. 610-632-0975. Also on the show today, we got Pat here today in for Andrew. So Pat's the movie maven, and the Oscars are on Sunday. I want you to go head to head with Pat and pick the categories, the top categories.
Let's go, Pat.
All right. Now he is an expert, Pat, but he's got questionable taste.
I defer to him on volume. Nobody sees movies at his rate.
Oh, he's got it's incredible. He is prolific.
I have a lot of time on my hands, not a lot of friends.
No, you don't. You got a kid now, too.
Hey, you love. I love that about you. You and I bond over movies.
Yeah, I do. I love going to a movie.
I love movies as well, as you well know.
610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. We're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And speaking of movies, well, it's almost time for Hollywood's biggest night. While you're watching your favorite stars on the red carpet and who's going to take home the big awards, well, you can win as well. Because FanDuel Sportsbook, they're offering new users a risk-free bet up to $500. That's right. You can make a risk-free bet up to $500 when you sign up. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or go to FanDuel.com and make a bet on your favorite odds for awards night. What categories are you interested in? Best picture, best director, how about supporting actor or actress, whatever you choose, it's all there for the taking. And maybe you like Lady Gaga from A Star Is Born. That could be a good one for you to bet on. And don't forget, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500 for Hollywood's biggest night when you bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. Just download the app or go to FanDuel.com and use my promo code Jason to make your risk-free bet. That's FanDuel.com, promo code Jason. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued to site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit. Before winnings can be withdrawn, must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Have a nice set of cool years. What do I
All
have?
Right, welcome back. It is 11:51 right here, 97.5, the Fanatic. You met my man Guido.
Yeah, he's hanging.
Yeah. Guido's cool. Guido's from the other side.
I can tell.
He's from the other side.
Got a heavy accent.
Yes.
I like
that. He's from the boot, from the motherland.
I've never been over.
What's that?
I've never been over.
I'm going to get, why? Guido saw the houses there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The mandatory.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He's so beautiful. He saw the house is over there, the whole thing.
What part?
Abruzzo. Yeah. It's Abruzzo.
All right. I'm not going to try to do the accent. I'm not too good at the accent. You do the accent. He does the accent well. It's a good accent, too.
Well, he does.
He's authentic, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's a true Italian.
Yeah.
I'm an Italian American. He's a true Italian.
Yeah. I'm a mutt. In more ways than one. All right, you ready for some knowledge?
Yeah, all right, what do you got?
All right, a couple things here for what we were talking about. And I'm going to the Wall Street Journal. That's a credible news source, correct?
Wall Street Journal, yes. That's a credible news source.
So they did this whole article based on why children are abandoning baseball. And the one thing they say here, and I'm going to get your thought on this as well, because it's really interesting, is the biggest predictor of fan avidity as an adult is whether you played the game as a kid.
Right.
A lot of times that's what kind of gets you into it, right? It says, when asked to assess the factors that drove their interest in sports, fans between the ages of 12 and 17 cited participation as a major factor more often than watching or attending the sport. That was particularly true among male fans in that age group, 70% of which cited playing the sport as a big factor in building their interest to then become a fan.
Okay, but yes, except I'll give you one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Kids playing video games, it's a huge gateway
more
to
prevalent
sport.
Now. Yeah, it is. I agree. Like it made people more interested in hockey for a while.
Soccer.
With NHL 94.
Huge.
People knew guys in the league in the NHL they never would have known before. I think people knew more guys in the league in 94 and 95 than they do now because of video games.
Because Alexander McGillney?
Yeah, the guys like that. You're absolutely right.
Real quick, I hate to interrupt, but
okay.
Pat was in my ear. What do you got?
Yeah, so Matt Mullen just put this out. It says, breaking, Patriots owner Robert Kraft is being charged in a prostitution and sex trafficking ring in Florida.
What?
Soliciting another to commit prostitution, and the police chief said they have evidence and video.
Holy. Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
And this was, who broke this story?
Matt Mullen.
Yeah, Matt Mullen. Matt Mullen's taking it from a story from the, looks like just a local paper down there.
Yeah, tcpalm.com. But Jupiter's right by West Palm Beach. So, wow. That's crazy.
Police
say
Kraft was driven to a spa and video obtained contains the Patriots owner in a sex act.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That is wild. Well, we'll see where that goes. Jeez.
In a press conference Friday morning, Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr, two counts of soliciting. This is amazing. At massage parlors.
Yeah, there's a picture of like a day spa. Wow. That's crazy. Orchids of Asia Day Spa is in Jupiter. That's insane.
Huh.
Very interesting. All right, now back to my case.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So, again, on this Wall Street Journal article, it says, in 2002, Anthony, 9 million people between the ages of 7 and 17 played baseball in the United States, according to the National Sporting Goods Association study, an industry trade group. By 2013, the most recent year for which the data was available when this story was written, that figure had dropped by more than 41% to 5.3. Likewise, youth softball participation also declined from 5.4 to 3.2 million over that same span. So it is significantly down. Now, there's a lot of factors here. Like, it's, I'm not saying that's the only sport, because basketball is also down from 13.8 to 10.3. Soccer's down from 9.2 to 6.9. Football.
Wow, soccer's down that much?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on?
Well, there's another factor here, and it's these travel teams. It costs so much money. To play at a high level, you got to get you pay all this money, and that stunts and deters people away from participation.
How about this too, as a possible reason that kids today are forced to focus on one sport?
That's part of it too, because you used to play everything.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when we grow up. I grew up. I played every sport.
Yeah, you had a fall sport, you had a winter sport, and you had a spring sport. You had a summertime.
Yeah, it was literally football, basketball, baseball. Is what you did. But, I mean, nowadays, kids are forced to choose at a really early age.
And then they play it, A, all year round, and B, go to camps and special academies and all that stuff if they really want to be good at it. To me, it's good to be able to play all the sports, because I think transferable skills.
You know, it's funny because you talk about football. Spags and I always talk about this. Guys that can track a ball, like if you look at a corner or safeties, you know, obviously receivers. If you've played the outfield, you know how to track a fly ball.
Yeah, tracking it. Yep.
If you just play baseball, you know how to track a ball. Mm-hmm. You know how to track a fly ball, pop up. You know what it is. It helps your skill. It helps that skill.
It develops your eye, your hand-eye coordination, your ability to either come in on a ball or go back on a ball. Absolutely, totally agree. But and I think part of it is just society now. There's video games and. All kids are less active than they've ever been, but the numbers are pretty startling. It is startling when you hear that, you know, 70% of that group are only interested because they played this sport, A, and that it's dropped 41% from 9 million ages 7 to 17 to 5.3. I didn't even think it was that sharp, but that's a lot. That's a big drop.
Well, I mean, it's just like soccer. I mean, soccer goes from 9 to 6. Baseball goes from 9 to 5.7.
Yeah, it's just, it's a percentage drop that's happening. And
I think most of that is kids being forced to choose.
Yeah.
Which is a mistake, because how often do kids get burned out playing a sport?
You need the variety as a kid.
Yes.
Because by the time they're a junior in high school, they're done
out,
with it.
Man. Yeah, you're playing too much.
Yep.
And these seasons are ridiculous. These kids are playing, you know, you got kids playing
7-8 months.
Yeah, and they're playing 90 games.
Yeah, and then they're getting into the summer and they're going camps back to back. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like we're becoming the Russians. We're trying to breed our athletes. You know what I mean? You're good at this skill, you're going to be a hockey player. You're good at this skill, you're going to be this. You know what I mean? That's like the communist society. They decide for you. It's pretty crazy, though. But what can the sport do to turn those kids on? I don't know. But it'd have to be really wildly progressive. But I don't know if there's a thirst for wildly progressive.
Well, I do think, though, I think, go back to the video game thing, because the video game thing's important. Once you get into a video game, you start to know the players. And then it's a natural gateway to the game.
Mm-hmm. Then you want to see your player that you love, that you play with,
play
the game.
I mean, you know, the FIFA soccer game is that's a popular game.
Big time.
And that helps you learn the players, which then helps you follow the Premier League.
And that...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.